So, what do you think? Isn't my secret hiding spot just perfect? We've got a view of the whole city from up here, and you can see the pier over there if you squint really hard. Oh, hey, thanks again for bringing the extra blankets. It definitely makes the back cozier. You know this beat-up truck needs all the help it can get. Whoa, hold on. Only I can talk about my truck like that. Bessie is a precious family heirloom, I'll have you know. Yeah, my mom passed her on to me when I turned 16. So, Bessie may be old, but she holds lots of memories. Yeah, Bessie's always struggled to get up here. The first time my mom brought me to this park, Bessie stalled for a good 5 minutes before we could get her going again. I don't think I'd heard my mom curse quite so much. It almost made me feel bad about asking to go camping for my 10th birthday. Almost. But nature has always appealed to me, so even though my mom's a huge germaphobe, she granted my wish to sleep under the stars. We were crammed in this tiny tent, but it had this clear flap, so it was perfect to stargaze in. We borrowed some books on constellations and just spent the whole night looking for them. We were only able to spot a handful, but that trip was still one of my favorite memories. Yeah, I've always been a star nerd. And if you hang with me long enough, you'll come to the dark and starry side sooner or later. See those three little dots in the line? It's a bit difficult to spot since the sun's still setting, but it's right there. Oh, you can't see? Here, come sit in front of me. Yes, this does give me the perfect excuse to cuddle up, but isn't it lovely? I think we fit together quite nicely. Mwah. Now, give me your hand. Okay, so it's right there to our left. Can you see it now? Yeah, that's Orion's belt. Can you see that vaguely rectangular shape around it? Yeah, so that reddish star over there. That's Betelgeuse, Orion's armpit. Yeah, armpit. And then diagonally opposite, that pretty bright one, you see it? Yeah, that's Rigel. I think it's supposed to be Orion's left foot or something. Come to think of it, Betelgeuse and Rigel are both Arabic words for armpit and foot, so
Hello, good
that's some
morning. I'm
creative
Tom,
naming right
Jazz
there.
Hands on the Sun Coast, wrapping up another half hour of continuous music.
Who's
And I really
Orion?
want to play that one for you. Larry's
He
Crew
was
tomorrow,
a
but tonight in Helen's
mortal
Beach, and
who
you'll have that
befriended the
special
Greek
interview
goddess
planned with
Artemis.
figure of vision, a
They
dream
hunted
come true,
together, they
and couldn't be happier
competed
about
and
it.
shared
Better loving
stories
you
of their
than this
adventures.
life and loving you.
And
Have a
Artemis's
great
twin,
day.
Apollo, didn't like that. He was jealous of the relationship and plotted to separate them. So one night, Apollo sent a giant scorpion to kill Orion in his sleep. But because of a premonition, Orion was able to wake just in time to face the scorpion. It was much too powerful though, so he was forced to jump into the ocean to escape. So Apollo called Artemis and told her that a man had attacked a forest priestess and was attempting to flee the scene. So obviously this was a lie, and when she reached the shoreline, she spotted a small figure swimming on the horizon. So she raised her bow and shot an arrow straight through Orion. Once she realized her mistake, she mourned her friend and immortalized him in the sky. So he's up there now with his two faithful hounds, Canis Major and Canis Minor, on either side of him. Did I bore you with my stellar knowledge? I could swear I felt you dozing off. Oh, hang on. I want to look at you while we talk. Can you turn around for me? Hey there, gorgeous. I'm glad you're feeling so relaxed. That's actually why I brought you up here. You've been pretty stressed lately, haven't you? I just wanted to help with that. Yeah, things are usually pretty hectic, and it's easy to get caught up in all the stress, so it's nice to have moments like this, isn't it? Makes me wanna seal this memory with a kiss. Or two. You know, sometimes I can't believe that you're by my side and I get to spend my time getting to know you. And the more I discover of you, the more I love your beautiful soul. I think I got the better end of the deal. Hey, even though it's something the Trojans probably should have done, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. I've never been so sure in my life, you know? I want to fill my hours with your laughter and your love, and I promise that as long as you'll have me, I'll never let you go. Just sitting here with you, it fills me with so much joy and peace. And right here in my favorite place in the world, as the sky darkens and more stars come out, I just want to hold my favorite person close and make more memories together. Most days, time just flies by, so it's moments like this that remind me how precious life is, you know? So, thank you for showing me how things should be. I love you.
Coast 103.5. Handle up songs on the coast with you. I'm Born Again. It's Billy Preston and Sarita. And we talked to Teresa at our coastlines in Austin. She wanted to play that for you. She needs you in a very special way, and she wanted to let you know tonight that she'll always.
Oh, hey, now that it's getting darker, you can see some of the other stars. Look, it's one of my favorite stars, Sirius. Yeah, like in Harry Potter. Okay, so from Beetlejuice. Yeah, the armpit one. You can trace a line straight to Sirius over in Canis Major. Then from Sirius, you can go on to Canis Minor and find Procyon. And there you have the Winter Triangle. Do you like that? We'll make a star nerd of you yet.